The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
If you had faith as a seed, so he calls it a seed because a seed has a characteristic. What do you do with a seed? You plant it. See, he is saying, if you have faith that you're willing to plant. And then he said this, that you might say in the sycamore tree. Now, what are you planting? You're planting a new image. So you're going to speak a new image in you in the form of a seed. The seed is the word of God. Planting the heavens. All right, in Deuteronomy chapter 2, I'm going to start reading there, and I'm going to progress through these scriptures. And when I give them to you, it's because I'm giving it to you so you can meditate these scriptures during your own time, because they are, all of them are relevant to what we're teaching on. Rise ye up, verse 24, rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Zion, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. So God's going to have folks trembling because of you. Let's go over to Joshua, now Joshua chapter 1. And look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. I want you to underline, that have I given unto you. He didn't say anything about selling or renting or leasing. He said, I'm going to give it to you. Next verse. From this wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man, say any man, Amen. Be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor what? Forsake thee. So be strong and of good courage. Okay? All right, let's go all the way over to Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock of which you are hewed, and to the hole of the pit which you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, Zion symbolizing the church. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Let's go all the way down to verse 16. I have put my words in your mouth, and I've covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Now, I know I'm reading a lot of scriptures, but just hang in there. Praise God. Let's go to Luke chapter 21, please. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. One of the things that happens as far as the church is concerned, is that God wants us to fulfill the mandate that he gave to Adam. Jesus started it, and the body of Christ is to fulfill it. Now, Jesus did his part. He came, he read over in Luke chapter 4, this, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, he closed the book at that point, sat down, and eyes of all them in synagogue were fastened on him. He began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. Now, that was the only part he used to fulfill. But there was some more to Isaiah 61. Now, I'm not going to go into it right now, but I want to let you know that's where the church picked up. It's called the days of the latter rain, of the latter rain. He calls it the day of vengeance over in Isaiah. I'll get there, I think. All right. Now, he says this mandate that we're to finish came out of Genesis chapter 1. Verses 26 and then 28. Now let's look what he says. He's speaking about Adam. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, you've got dominion over creeps. And we'll hopefully get there in this here. Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So mankind's charge was to have dominion over the whole earth. Say, whole earth. And then he told them how to do it. He said, he blessed them first, empowered them for success. And then he said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion. All right? Now, this fruitful. This fruitful has to do with, fruitful means to produce. Produce. It means to bring forth. It means to make public. It means to create. So Adam was to create. And it should be that a part of your natural nature is to create, that new things come out of you as you work in whatever profession, whatever industry, whatever your calling is, that you'll be thinking of something new. As a matter of fact, the world needs you to think of something new. Because the problems that they have in the world are not going to be solved on the same level that they're dealing with them. That it's going to have to take somebody who's thinking of something on a higher plane, if you will, so that those problems can be solved. I call it a spiritual level, a natural problem being solved by a spiritual solution. Over in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, when they were going over to the other side, notice a storm came up. And those were experienced fishermen, but they couldn't survive on that level. They couldn't beat back that storm. They didn't have enough natural ability, experience, wisdom to get through that storm. But Jesus woke up and spoke to it. And so I'm saying that a lot of problems that we're having today take a spiritual solution. And you have that spiritual solution. Say amen to that. Amen. All right, so this idea of being fruitful, to bring something forth. And what we said last time is one of the biggest reasons for poverty is the absence of self-production. One of the biggest reasons, no matter what country you might go to, you can produce, you can bring forth something. Inside of every believer is a production center. Inside of every believer is a production center. And it got there when you got born again, that God put the whole kingdom inside of you. The whole kingdom. In Luke's gospel, I think Luke chapter 12, verse 32 and 33, he said, fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. Now, you can put whole kingdom if you want to. Look at Luke's gospel, chapter 17 and verse 20. The whole kingdom has come inside of you. He said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall you say, lo here, lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Now, they weren't born again, so Jesus was speaking prophetically that this kingdom was coming inside of them. Now, what is this kingdom? It is the government of God. It's the government of God. The government has come inside of you. The kingdom has come inside, the whole kingdom. In other words, see, when you, again, if you're here, then you take space because you've got a physical body. But if that physical body goes away, all of the people can sit in one chair. Boy, that's a stretch, isn't it? Okay, let me just say this. All right. There's a commonwealth in you. So everything's in you. It's not coming from way away in space somewhere. He put it in you, but he put it in spiritual form. And so now you have the ability to create something. Create means to bring forth. So you have the ability to bring something forth that is existing in heaven before it was for you. Here is Jesus. Okay, he says, feed them. All right? Now, John, let's take John. The Spirit of God just told me to take Matthew. Look at Matthew chapter 14, please. He says in verse 15, and when the evening was come, he said to them, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away. This is disciples talking. Now, send the multitude away that they may go into villages and buy themselves victuals, so food. And Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. You feed them. You feed them. Now, he's going to show them how they can operate. See, because you've got the kingdom in you. And it's a commonwealth. Look it up when you get home. It's a commonwealth. And in that, everything, all the provisions are in that kingdom. Say amen to that. Not only for you, but for anybody you might minister to. Are you with me? See, you're not going to the job to get rich. You're already rich. Think about it. You're not going to the doctor to get healed. You're already healed. Now, I'm not saying something that's not in the book here. See, when you're in a battle, the Bible says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 that you're in a battle now. You're in a battle. Now, let's look and see what God said about your battle. Now, thanks be unto God who sometimes causes us to win. He always causes us. This is what he said about you. So before you go into the battle, you know how you're going to come out. Now, your job is to believe that. See, because none of this works if you don't believe it. You've got to believe or have revelation of what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, when God gives you that, now he takes you, you know, kind of a step at a time, but he wants to let you know that when he puts you in this world, he's not putting you here to beg. He's not putting you here to beg. He knows that everything that you'll possibly need, he's loaded in you. And if you want to see an inventory of what's in you, look in the Bible. And if it's not in the Bible, it's not in you, and you don't need it. So I'm saying that all of this is there. So what I have to do is I have to bring this forth, because he's not only got it for me, but he's also got me to meet the needs of the world. So I've got to plant the heavens. Now, what does he want to do? He wants the earth to be like what? Heaven. He's always wanted it that way, and he'll want it that way until we leave here. So you and I are on a mission. to be fruitful. Whatever is in us, in the kingdom, we're to bring forth. And where things are in this earth that are destroying humanity, we're going to bring forth something that's going to bless humanity. So if I'm in another country, it doesn't make any difference what country I'm in. I can still bring forth anything I need to meet my needs. So he doesn't care how this mall looked when we bought it, because it looked like an eyesore. It didn't make any difference, but God's got big plans for it. Say amen to that. And he has fixed this thing up so it looks totally different. Say amen to that. All right, let's talk about you now. All right, what I said about the individual is Jesus spoke about it. Let's go over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15. Then came his disciples, and he said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Root it up. And then he says, Let them alone, they be what? Blind, keep going, leaders of the blind. And if blind lead the blind, what's going to happen? Everybody falls into the ditch. Okay. Every tree which my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. So everybody comes in the kingdom, everybody comes in the church, everybody comes into the body of Christ, everybody comes in. We come in with all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of beliefs. Now you remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came in the wilderness, and the next thing you know, Moses went up to pray, went up to meet with God. And what did the children of Israel do while he was gone away from the camp? They made a what? A calf. Now they fashioned this calf. Now, where did they get this image from? Where? Egypt. They got it from slavery. All right? Now, my point to you is that Satan keeps his image in people so that he could keep control of the masses. And what he does is he builds an image in them. All right, let's just take, for example, the image of debt. So, I think I explained before, I had a debt image. That's the way I was taught. Amen. Now, notice what he said in Matthew chapter 12 and 33. Either make the tree good or his fruit good, else make the tree corrupt or his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his what? Fruit. All right. Now, Jesus said, every tree in us that the Father has not planted, it's going to be rooted up. Now, why has he got to root it up? Because he knew that some of us brought a calf with us. He knew that. It's something that God does not appreciate. And so we brought a calf. Now, he's got to get that calf out of us without destroying us. So what happens is, he's got plans to get it out. Now, look what he said about that. He says, either make the tree good or his fruit good, else make the tree corrupt or his fruit corrupt. For a tree is known by its fruit. So if I've got an apple fruit, what kind of tree is that? Apple. What kind of root is that? Apple. Come on, say, you can say it. All right. My point to you is that the root is going to match the fruit. And the root is normally unseen. The fruit is seen. It could be the fruit of your mouth. It could be the fruit of your actions. But it's seen. And it comes from a root. So the enemy puts seeds in us that root. They go down and grab the inside of us. so it doesn't get out easily. And so sometimes people wonder, man, why can't I get rid of this? I say, are you confessing the word? Yeah. Well, it's taking time to get down to that root, because that root that's in you is real deep. And so it's got to dig that thing all the way out. Are you with me here? See, don't give up, because this fruitfulness is a law. It always works. Okay, so y'all looking at me like a calf with a new gate. All right, now watch this. Say with me. So when I say some things from the pulpit, I'm saying things that are sown as seed, if you will receive it. See, if you will receive it, because a lot of people, they come to church just to see what other people got on. They didn't come to church to get some of these roots, some of these bad trees out. They come to church to see what somebody got on. Or you're looking, you know, looking for a man, or a woman or something. But they come looking for something. But they're not coming looking for the word. Let me just say it like that. Okay, now. All right, now. But I'm sowing the word. See, I've got evidence, because I got people sending me pictures of new Mercedes they bought debt-free. See, they bought everything. The debt was their way of life. Another one, several unit apartment building. They've made up their mind they're going to eat that seed. They've made up their mind that, wait a minute, I'm talking to the man of God, and furthermore, it's working for him. So I can't give you anything other than what's in me. So so here, you take that seed, and so I got to get this calf out of me. I got to get this tree out of me that doesn't supposed to be there. So Jesus preached on it again, because some people had a tree of bitterness. Now, I know you've heard this, but just stay here, because I'm going further. And he said in Luke chapter 17 in verse 5, he was talking again about a tree. He said this, and the apostle said to him, Lord, increase our faith. Now, the interesting part about that is, one, people come up to me before and say, lay hands on me that I have, you know, more faith. I said, well, wait a minute, let me lay hands on myself first. He said, more faith in the name of Jesus, more faith. You can't get it like that. Then Jesus began to talk about the process of developing more faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree. So I can say this, if you had faith as a seed, so he calls it a seed because a seed has a characteristic. What do you do with a seed? You plant it. See, he is saying, if you have faith that you're willing to plant. And then he said this, that you might say in the sycamine tree. Now, what are you planting? You're planting a new image. So you're going to speak a new image in you in the form of a seed. The seed is the word of God, Luke chapter 8, verse 11. So I'm going to speak this seed into my soil. Where's the soil? It's in me, production center. It's waiting on something. All right? Then he said, if you had faith in the grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou cast in the sea, and it should obey you. See, the S-E-A is symbolizing the world. So I got to get this thing out of me and get it back into the world. I got to get it out of me, because right now it's regulating my life. And so the enemy is going up on prices. So now I can't pay for everything cash unless I put some pressure on my supervisor to give me a raise. Now I got problems with my supervisor, because all the time I've got something in me that can produce for me independent of what my supervisor thinks about me. Are y'all with me here? See, this message was, a little boy heard it and gave 2 fish and 5 loaves. Am I right about that? He worked it. A lady who was poor had two mites. She worked it. Because it's for people who may not have an education. It's for people who may not be in an environment. It's for people who don't have opportunities around them. You don't need one. You make them. That's why the poor people heard Jesus gladly, because they understood what he was saying. Luke chapter 6 and verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye who? Poor. For yours is the what? Kingdom of God. See, he is saying that once you come into the kingdom, you never have to be poor again. See, because now you got the kingdom in you, and it's designed to produce for you everything you have need of, independent of your education, independent of what neighborhood you live in, independent of what country you're in, so you don't have to migrate anymore. Well, I'm going to get another job. Well, what job did God call you to fill? See, if he called you to this job, then you got to stay this job or you're disobedient. But the pastor, the job doesn't pay what I want. They are not paying you. God has got your back. He's made a system so that I don't care what they think about you, he's going to promote you. I don't care. Are you following what I'm saying? It said in Psalm chapter 75, promotion for you doesn't come from the east or the west, verse 6, and so forth, but it comes from the Lord. So you don't need to be sniffing up around your supervisor. You can just know that if you obey God and please God, God's going to promote you. Now, this works independent of how old you are. This works independent of all that. It doesn't make any difference whether anybody knows you or not. This is going to work for you. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish it. Come on, and subdue it. And subdue it. This is not just for Jeff Bezos and Amazon, who's what? He's worth what now? $139 billion? It's not for him. It's for anybody. But it's especially for God's people, because you're going to work it on a higher level than Jeff. All right. Are you still with me?
Yes.
So let's go back to Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth's going to speak. A good man out of the good treasure of their heart brings forth what? Good things. Evil man, evil things. All right. So I'm going to speak my image into the soil of my heart. Once I speak it in there, the soil knows what to do. It's going to grow the seed. Now, I got to watch my mouth, because I can dig it up just as easily as I can plant it. What did God do with Zacharias, who he said, your wife Elizabeth is going to have a baby? And Zacharias came with a whole lot of doubting statements. What did God do with his mouth? Notice he didn't tie up his hands. He didn't lock him in jail. He didn't do anything. He tied up his mouth. Why? Because of Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Say amen to that. So I got to take note that I don't speak against my seed that is in my soil and is growing right now based on what Pastor said. He said that you will be debt free by December 31st. And if I say that, what do you have to do? You got to eat that seed. You've got to swallow that thing and say, that's mine, and I'll take it right now. Now, I just don't want you debt free. I need you with some spinning chains. Because sometimes what happens is we do get debt free, but we don't have enough money to buy anything else. But the woman that I know in 2 Kings chapter 4 who paid off all her debt, she had enough to live on the rest of her life. When Peter pulled in all those fish, what? Following the same principle, he's going to have dominion over the fish of the sea. When he pulled in all those fish at the command of Jesus, notice what happened. People think it's just Peter that got, you know, all these fish. No, no. He changed the economy of Capernaum. See, God not having you to just work for you, He wants you to change the place that you're around. Is this making sense to you? Now, all of this is revelation. This is not information. Now, this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot work. So this is not working on a natural level. It's a spiritual reality, and that's why you got to have faith. Because it's going to work by your spirit. Say amen to that. Now, I'm saying that because it's time for God's people to never be broke another day in your life. And if you get this in you, I got it in me. And when you get it in you, it's just like cruise control in your car. Now, you may not have cruise control, or some of you may not have a car. But if you have a car with cruise control, you can set it on 50 miles an hour, and it'll keep 50. And if you start going up a hill, it'll still keep 50. And it'll keep it without you getting involved. And I'm saying once you set the limit in your spirit, it will keep you rich. Say amen. If it's got to go out and find an opportunity in London and bring it back to you, it's a law, folks. Man, it's a law. Luke chapter 21 and verse 22, he says, "And these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." All right? Now, vengeance, what is it? It's a necessity of punishing offenders proceeding from a heart or a love of justice. Again, the necessity of punishing offenders proceeding from a love of justice. Okay, now, look at Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. "And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." Just underline that. Let them go. Now, God is on a prophetic clock. And He's going somewhere. And He chose you to finish up. And Pharaoh is trying to keep us from fulfilling our dominion mandate. And so now I've got to teach you vengeance. And it's not revenge. It is vengeance. It's the judgment of God for those who won't let you go. All right? Now, I'm not going to get into it now, but not only are you in a place where God will judge them, but also you're in a place where God is going to give you something called recompense. And recompense has to do with compensation for something that has been done to you. He is going to make them pay for what was done. Now, in Genesis chapter 20 and verse 3, Abimelech took Sarah, Abraham's wife. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you're but a dead man." All right, now why could God say that? He could say it because the Lord has two sides. He has two sides. And in 1 Samuel, and 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 6, he said this. He said, "The Lord killeth, and he'll also make alive." Now, Lord have mercy. I can get into that, boy, let me tell you. All right, now I will just show you this. Because in Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11, he said this. He says, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in what? In the death of the wicked. But that the wicked should do what? Turn from his way and what? And live." Now this is God. He's saying, wait a minute now, if I have to, I'll kill you. Now, wait a minute now, God is a God of love. Say amen to that. But he's a God of justice. In other words, it is a sentence for not letting you go. And I'm saying you're gonna see in the last, I gotta teach this. I gotta teach it. God is the God of love. Say he's the God of love. But the church must get off the defense. We've been on the defense too long. They're changing laws, even in the state of Illinois, making these ungodly laws about for our children and so forth and so on. And no church rise up. Nobody's saying anything. And they're not saying anything because they don't know who they are. And they have dominion over how much of the earth? All of it. It includes Illinois. Now, I'm saying this to say that notice it came to Abimelech in a dream. But he also made Abimelech pay recompense and compensate Abraham for any dishonor. Now, if you will, put that scripture up there. And I will bless, do good for benefit those who bless you. And I will curse, and that is subject to my wrath and judgment, the one who what? Curses, keep going, despises, keep going, dishonor, come on, and has contempt for, and in you, all the families, come on, nations of the earth, what? Will be blessed. Notice, dishonors you. And while I was overseas, he said, tell the people this, that anybody who posts something about them on internet, he will make them take it down. Come, you bet. Do y'all believe your prophet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm saying when they dishonor you, he's saying they dishonor me. And I'm telling you right now, he will come in with them if he's got to do it in a dream. And I believe, I don't know how all God's going to do it, but again and again, look at Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. The Lord shall what? Fight for you, and what are you going to do? You're going to hold your peace. You don't even need to get upset about it. You tell God what they just put up there about you, because they're trying to hinder you from getting to your wealthy place, trying to stop you from fulfilling your dominion mandate. And they will not. He's coming to comfort Zion. And if a post goes up about you or the newspaper says something about you, he will warn them first. Take it down. Take it down. Take it down. God is saying, you're not going to need to fight this one. From now on, I've given you a revelation that when they come against you, they're coming against me. And I will cause them to either take it down or I'll take them away. I'm telling you, the God that we serve now is getting us off the defense. We're going on the offense. Now give God some praise on that. Well, I trust that you were blessed by that dynamic message. Let me tell you, we're trying to get the best to you. I mean, I get it at work, get something, I want to give it right to you. He said, what you get in secret, shout it from the housetops. And I'm doing just that. Well, today is offering day on the broadcast, and it's time that we give those who have been blessed by our message an opportunity to give, and also those who perhaps have seen this message and find it something that people would want to hear to sow into this ministry. What we do with what you give us is we use it to give the word to other people. We have started with nothing, $200. And look at us now. But I'm telling you who helped us to get there. And that's called partners. They're called people who have been viewing the broadcast and saying, hey, this is good, you know, teachings and so forth. And they want to get it out to other people. And that's what it's like. I mean, we had all the time, just a number of hands being raised of people who want to give their life to Christ. So you're having a part in that. It's almost like it's an investment for you. Now, here are 3 points I'd like you to remember on your giving. Number one, God must be your only source. Now, what am I saying about that? I'm saying a lot of times people trust in the wrong thing, and God can't measure it back to them. God can't take care of them if they're going to trust in something else. Here's what Jesus taught. A man cannot serve two masters. And that's what he's saying here, that God, when he starts taking care of you, he wants to be your only source. Next, number two, give that it may be given unto you. You're not trying to give to get. All that God is ever going to do for you, he's already done. So all the provisions are there in the spirit. And now what you're doing is sowing seed so he can measure that back to you. It says give that it may be given to you. So name your it. What is it that you need to give for? Need to give for a job to open up? Need to give for healing for a relative? Need to give for salvation for a friend? So forth. Sow a seed that it may be given unto you. Number three, expect a miracle. Now, when I say that, because when you're sowing and reaping, it's on another level. We call it mysteries in the Bible. It means that it's beyond natural comprehension. People can't say, well, if I give it, I'm giving it away. No, you're not. Not in the kingdom. As you give, there's a covenant that God has with his people. That's the way he takes care of his people, is through their seed. So when you do give, you have it expect, you have a right to expect a miracle. And I know right now, as you're going to give today, I'm going to believe with you that whatever you're giving for, whatever it is that you need, God will measure it back to you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for the people who are supporting these broadcasts and for those, Father, who are partners with us and helping us take the gospel around the world. Father, you said in your word through the Apostle Paul, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, measure it back to them, 30, 60, 100-fold, that they have need of nothing. Now we thank you, call it done, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, we love you. We thank you so much for giving. Thank you for supporting us. During times like this, God says, if you don't change, I won't change. So as you've been sowing and God has been meeting your needs, let me tell you, no matter what the economy does, if you don't change, he won't change. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and above all means, keep walking by faith.
Today's series, Planning the Heavens, is available in its entirety on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order in the U.S., call 1-800-711-9327 or contact us online at billwinston.org. In Canada, call us at 844-298-2900. Or contact us online at billwinston.ca. Want an additional resource to help you grow? Order Planting the Heavens Bundle, which includes the powerful Planting the Heavens two-part series and Dr. Winston's groundbreaking book, Seeding for the Billion Flow. This prophetic teaching bundle will guide you through the steps to manifesting the creative ideas that God has planted on the inside of you. You shall bear much fruit. Order your bundle today. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed.
through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this Prayer Call Center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.